We won the election twice.
Inspired by former President Donald Trump's falsehoods about widespread fraud in the 2020 election, Republican-controlled state legislatures in 19 states have passed 34 new laws restricting access to voting.
There's an assault underway on the very structure of our elections and our democracy that is carrying forward the assault that we saw on January 6th of 2021 on the United States Capitol.
President Joe Biden called out Trump in his January 6th speech.
The former president and his supporters have decided the only way for them to win is to suppress your vote and subvert our elections.
For example, in the swing state of Georgia, new laws make it harder to request mail ballots, bar election officials from sending applications for those ballots, restrict the number of drop boxes and polling places in heavily Democratic urban areas, and make it a crime to offer food or water to people waiting in long lines for a chance to vote. States, including Georgia, have gone further, passing laws that would undermine nonpartisan election agencies and officials, and even allow partisan officials to reject election results entirely. Senate Democratic Party leader Charles Schumer says he will introduce two bills this month that would allow the Justice Department to undo state restrictive voting laws. Republicans have blocked those efforts before using the parliamentary maneuver called the filibuster, which requires a supermajority of votes in the Senate.
It's not a voting rights bill. It's a sprawling, sweeping takeover of our democracy.
Schumer says if the Republicans block it again, he will try to eliminate the filibuster for voting rights legislation.
If this continues, the only option left for Democrats is to explore and propose reasonable fixes to restore the Senate so we can get these critical pieces of legislation passed into law.
Trump's big lie about the 2020 election, amplified by right-wing media, has had an impact.
In January of 2021, a poll showed that 59% of Americans said they trusted that elections represented the will of the American people. By September of last year, the majority had flipped to where now 52% say they do not. That is a threat to the very fabric of our democracy.
Another recent poll shows 34% of Americans believe acts of violence against the government are sometimes justified. 2022 will be a crucial year with congressional elections in November. Trump will hold his first rally of the year in Arizona this week. And former First Lady Michelle Obama announced her voting rights organization will lead a drive to register 1 million new voters this year. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera.